Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's another interview for my HMA consultants. The purpose of this interview is to show you some new opportunities, some different ways other than the HMA system that you can bring in money while you're out there operating your consulting business. You know, you've probably heard a lot about coaching, and it seems like there's a fine line between coaching and consulting, but there are some subtle differences. That's why I've sought out another expert in the coaching business. The purpose of this interview is not to sell you on his coaching opportunity, but to expose you to new ideas and new income streams while you're out there in the field. The title of this interview is How to Add a New Dimension to Your HMA Practice by Becoming a Life Coach. If you're looking for a fresh perspective on the HMA consulting business or just some added income, this is the interview for you. In it, you'll hear from Dave Wood, a consultant and life coach who's going to tell you exactly how to boost your HMA practice by adding life coaching skills to it. Even though personal coaching is a lot different than business consulting, both deal with helping clients set and achieve goals. And Dave has found that more and more businesses are using coaches to improve their bottom line. So in this interview, you'll hear all about the life coaching business, how Dave makes six figures doing it, and how to apply some of the concepts in your HMA practice. You'll also hear what coaching provides for clients and how to show them the benefits of signing on for sessions. You'll learn how to get your first client as a life coach and how much to charge. You'll learn how to start coaching in less than a week and Dave's process for getting top dollar for his services. You'll learn what the problems new coaches typically experience and how to overcome them. You'll learn what happens if someone flakes out on a session. You'll learn how to get clients, how to ask for your fees, and how to handle objections. You'll learn why it's a mistake to charge per session and what Dave recommends instead. Dave meets with clients over the phone for just a half an hour a week, three times a month, and charges more than $1,000 a month for his services. But he never pushes prospects into becoming clients. And you'll hear how he lands all the clients he needs using a non-pressure approach. Now let's get going. If you're interested in becoming a life coach, go to www.lifecoachseminar.com. That's www.lifecoachseminar.com. Is there any money in this coaching business?
One is my example. I started coaching in 1998, and after about, I think it took me 3 years to break into six figures. I was working 2.5 days a week over the phone, and I was getting over $100,000 from coaching people over the phone in different countries.
Did you buy into a coaching program, or did you just start on your own?
I just started on my own.
Did anyone influence you? Were you trained by anyone?
I hired a coach, and he was showing me the ropes. So I worked with a mentor coach, you could say. And that's my example. And then there's another guy, it was a very surprisingly quick example. He was in the financial services industry. He said, I want to help people with their goals and start myself off as a one-on-one coach. And he started with the Coach Manual, which is one of my products. And it took him less than a year to make $100,000.
When you started, you were a customer for coaching services, so you actually hired a coach for yourself, or was it for the purpose of learning how to get into the coaching business, or was it just for your personal reasons?
I did it for how to get into the coaching business.
I see. Okay, so you knew you wanted to get into the coaching business, and you hired a successful coach to kind of teach you the ropes.
That's right.
Were they quite successful, the coach you hired?
The first person that I hired was just getting started, and I just wanted to know the structure of coaching, like how does it work, what are the fees someone charges, what do you do in the first session, what do you do in the second session. I just wanted to get an idea of how it looked. But the next coach that I hired was very successful. She's in Australia, and she's part of the International Coach Federation, and she speaks to companies. And I thought, let's go to the top. Let's go to someone who really knows what they're doing.
And you hired her to coach you on how to be a coach?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had to learn what worked first, too. What were you doing before you started coaching?
I was working as an actuary in a Fortune 500 consulting firm.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was good for where I was at the time, and then I just found it was a bit dry. I'd rather work with people on their goals than work with money.
When you found the experienced coach, the lady from Australia, how long did it take you again to build your coaching business to six figures?
It took me 3 years, and I would suggest that anyone who does that, anyone who's able to do it in 3 years, that's a pretty good job. Any business that can be clearing $100,000 in profit, because almost all of it is profit, in 3 years, it's pretty unusual for a new business. So I would say if someone can get to $100,000 in 5 or 6 years, they're doing well. And if they go into business coaching or corporate coaching or executive coaching, they'll probably do it faster than me, because I was doing life coaching and general relationship goals, career goals, things like that. That's a softer market. You can't normally get as much money as you can if you go into business or corporate coaching.
I like what you're saying, because you're giving me realistic expectations. You're not giving me pie in the sky, make $100,000 a year in 90 days as a coach.
No.
And there's a lot of coaching companies saying that.
Yeah, I think it's unrealistic. The example that I gave of the guy in the financial service industry, he was a CEO of a bank. And then when he went out on his own, he teamed up with a speaker who was getting a lot of speaking opportunities. And he said to her, you offer my coaching services to your huge audiences and we'll team up. And why not? You know, give them 20%, something like that. So he was very clever about how he did it. And I think people can replicate his methods and the methods that I suggest in the coach manual or wherever you get your training. Why not replicate the methods of people who've done it? And there was another woman. She got to $3,000 a month within 3 months. So that's $36,000 a year. And that's an extraordinary result. And what I like about her story is she had no background in coaching. She had no background in financial services. In fact, she was a helicopter rescue nurse. And she got the training. She used the coach process again. And she went into it. And within 3 months, she had $3,000 a month. And she was flying. Now, that was very unusual. But I like to hold that up as a possibility of what people could go for. And I say if it takes you 12 months and you make $30,000 a year after that, you've still done very well, because now you're working in a career that you love and you're really impacting the world and impacting people. And you get to work from home. You get to work over the phone if you like. You get to work from Thailand if you want on a beach.
The 3 years that you were doing, were you doing personal life coaching? What segment of the coaching were you doing?
I was doing a lot of personal goals. So I had a housewife who wanted to communicate better with her husband. I had a woman who wanted to save her relationship. I had another woman who was in the army in New Zealand, and she wanted to become a fashion editor of a magazine in Ireland. That was her goal. So I had a variety of different goals. I had one guy come to me who was a business owner, and I didn't do business coaching, but he resonated with me and he said, look, I know the business side. I just need accountability and the goal setting. So I worked with him, and that was very successful, helping him with his staff. And we ended up working on a lot of communication issues and personal growth issues. And he was able to empower his staff and lead his staff in a way that he was never able to do before.
Do you remember your very first client as a coach?
I do.
Tell me about it.
I quit my job in New York and I started as an entertainer in Australia, because I'd always had that goal of playing guitar on stage. And I was interviewing singers, and a woman was auditioning and she was telling me about some of the problems in her life. And I said, look, I'm starting as a coach. Here's my card. I just printed them off yesterday, and it sounds like you've got some stuff you'd like to work on, so I'd like to take you on as a practice client. I'll charge you $25 a week, just something nominal, and let's get started. So we worked with her on, you know, what wasn't feeling good in her life, where she was feeling down, and we set baby steps for her, because everything was a bit overwhelming. So we started with very small goals so that she could move forward gradually.
Okay, well, when you said that, do you get the response, or will a typical coach get the response, well, people, what is a coach and what is it you can do for me? What would you say to that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Michael. You know what would make this really useful is if we could use you as an example.
Okay, sure.
If you're willing, what's one thing in your life that you believe could be better?
I could lose another 15 pounds.
All right, great. So that's where I'd start with you. We'd start looking at that. And if you had 15 minutes to talk about it, and I might say, you've got 15 minutes to talk about it, and you said yes, I might say, what's it going to take for you to lose 15 pounds?
I'd need to eat less and exercise more.
Right. And do you currently have a plan to do that?
I do, but, you know, you make excuses, and maybe I need someone to hold me accountable, you know, a coach on my side, someone that I could answer to.
Great. So what I'm hearing from you is that accountability is one of the things that could be missing, and that could be the reason you don't have this achieved already.
Is that why people hire coaches? Is that one of the main reasons?
I would suggest that's one reason, and that's one of the reasons that I hire a coach when I get a coach, is because I want to keep moving forward consistently, and I know that I might have the energy today for the goal, but tomorrow or next week I may not have the energy there. I may be thinking about something else. So I hire a coach for accountability, and I would say to you, as a prospective client, a coach isn't the only way to go. You can get a buddy to put accountability in your life. You can join the gym, and sometimes the $1,000 you paid up front is enough to motivate people. There's all sorts of things that you can do to motivate yourself, and one of them is to hire a coach. The coach can also help you set up other accountability structures so that you're motivated in between calls.
Okay, so you're going to go through this questioning process. Let's continue, I guess, on the questioning process, is if we're role-playing and you're trying to get me as a client.
Okay, great. But, you know, these days I don't actually try to get people as a client.
Yeah, I know. You've really positioned yourself well where you don't have to do it. But for the prospective coach who would be starting out from that first one.
And what I would suggest to the prospective coach, and this is so hard to do, and I wasn't able to do it, to be honest, but it's always suggested, and I suggest it, that you come from the point of view of service, even in the trial coaching call. So talking to you, I said to you, a coach is not the only way to get accountability. You do not have to hire me. You never have to. And let's look at what coaching could provide you. So if you had your own coach and you were talking to me once a week about this goal in particular, what do you think that would provide you that you haven't had in the last 6 months?
It would provide me an outlet of someone to discuss, I guess, feelings related to, you know, stress and eating and how that's getting in the way of my goal and things like that.
Great. Now, did you notice, Michael, that I didn't tell you how I would help you?
Yeah, you asked me.
That's coaching.
Listening.
Yeah, asking the right questions and you finding the answer for yourself. I could have told you a whole bunch of stuff, but I'd rather find out from you, what do you feel would really help you? And if you feel, oh, accountability would really help, maybe some strategies that I haven't looked at. Maybe there's some research that I haven't done yet. Maybe there are some support structures in my life, like pictures on my wall or someone who's really buff that could help me to look at it. Maybe I could journal whenever I feel like not going to the gym and I could look at what's in the way. So I could throw out all that stuff to you about what could be useful going forward, but I'd rather look at what's missing for you. And they're much more important than any answers that I can give you, because you can read a book. There's all the information. You have the information.
You're just a conduit to bring it out.
To bring out your own answers.
So how is it different from therapy?
A great example that I heard once was that therapy is like helping a man with a broken leg to walk again, and coaching is like helping that man to run the 4-minute mile. So therapy is helping someone go from bad to baseline, and coaching is normally helping people who are already well and already well-functioning in many areas of their life, and there may be just one area that's not working so well, or there are areas that they would like to be much better.
Is this becoming a credible or a very well-known profession? Is it looked down as a credible profession?
I think now it would be impossible to see it as anything else, and the reason I say that is it's not just the International Coach Federation, which has now got thousands of members around the world and has standardized training, but the fact that Xerox is using internal coaches, AT&T, some of the really big Fortune 50 companies are using coaching as a way to improve their bottom line. That's one thing that got it into mainstream. Another thing is the universities now have programs. You can get a PhD in coaching. In fact, I was at Columbia University a couple of months ago as a guest lecturer for their group coaching program. You know, once it's recognized by the universities, how do you say it's still unproven?
okay, let's go back to you interviewing me, and I'm discovering some reasons and some new ideas that may be getting in the way of reaching my 15-pound weight loss. How are you going to move me through the process to invite me to, I guess, pay you money for coaching services?
That's a great question. Well, before I ask you about hiring me or working together, I would want to ask you something else, which is, what would it feel like and look like for you to weigh your target weight?
I'd feel great. I'd have more energy, more confidence. You know, it's just a goal weight that I've been wanting to reach for a long time. It'd feel great.
Right. And if we go forward 6 to 12 months and you weigh the same weight, the same that you do now, you haven't lost anything, in fact, you've gained weight, what impact would that have on your life?
Oh, it could have health impacts, a loss of money due to maybe being more tired, and just health consequences. It would feel pretty bad for a whole nother year.
Right. Okay, great. I'm hearing from you that without achieving this goal, it can have impact on your health, and it can have impact on your finances, and definitely how you feel. And that with achieving this goal, you feel great, have more energy. You might actually be doing a whole bunch of things that you don't even consider now.
That's right. Now, let me analyze your questions. You tell me, you're trained to ask these questions. Those are two very good questions. One, you're kind of future pacing, ideally, what I want. So you're asking me and getting me to reveal and almost say that I want this by saying how great it would feel. You know, so I guess the pleasure and pain. Then you ask me, you know, what would it look like a year from now if I didn't lose the weight, for me to identify on the pain, because people are motivated sometimes more by the pain than the gain.
Yeah, let's look at the pain if you don't get it, and let's look at the pleasure if you do.
Now, is that a strategy you're trained in as a coach?
Yeah.
Pretty effective?
Well, what do you think?
I think so. They're great questions. When you were starting off or throughout your coaching business, was that a technique that you used with many of your potential clients or all of them?
Yeah, it was. I think it's more recently that I've started with the pain question, to have people really confront the impact of not going for this goal in their life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we've got a head in the sand. And notice that I'm not enrolling you in coaching right now. I'm really enrolling you in your goal, your own goal. Like, is this something you really want? And I might say something like, if I wanted to start moving you toward a conversation about commitment, I might say something like, is this something that's worth your commitment and your investment? Is this something you're actually willing to put energy into?
Now, I would say yes.
Great. And some people might be like, you know what, it's really just a good idea. Like, I'd like to lose 15 pounds, but I'm not willing to give up my time or my money to achieve it.
And what do you do then?
I say, great, then that's not the goal for you.
And do you let them go as a potential client, or do you dig deeper or what?
Well, I probably wouldn't end the conversation there, but firstly, I might suggest to them that, you know, how great that they're getting that now and they can let that go and not put 5 years' worth of energy into something they don't really want.
Right, that's true.
Like, how much value is that in one 15-minute conversation? That's huge. And then I might say, so what do you want? Like, what's something you really would put some time and effort into? And then we'd find out. So that's one of the things that coaching helps with. I think there are two things. One is helping people to find out what they truly want and what would truly make a difference to their life. And most people don't know that. The second thing is actually in helping them to achieve it. Two very distinct and very valuable things.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Who would you say coaching isn't for? Because, you know, when you're talking about goals and dreams and things like this, new coaches have to go out, and there has to be some rapport. I guess if you're approaching people cold and you haven't, I guess, positioned yourself, and maybe that's what you teach is the positioning in your course, are people really that apt to open up to strangers and reveal some of these things? And what were some of the challenges that you experienced or that new coaches experience with that?
I think that in the beginning, everyone's got a certain level of reticence, or, you know, we're used to walking around keeping our stuff to ourselves. In fact, we often don't even reveal what's going on to ourselves. We don't really know. So I think we've all got that. And what I find is, just like if I met someone at a party initially, they're not necessarily going to tell me their life story. But you'd be surprised when you start asking and you're really interested. People like to talk about themselves. They like to talk about their goals and what they want. It's sometimes the only place they ever really get to do it, with someone who has their 100% attention on them.
And even if it's a stranger, it's non-threatening.
In fact, sometimes, particularly with a stranger, that's why some people work with me. I don't live in their hometown. they call me up. I'm a voice on the phone, or I'm someone who doesn't have preconceived judgments about them, and they can say anything they want to me, and it's not going to really embarrass them or affect their life, because I'm a new person. I'm not their wife. I'm not their best friend. I can actually come to them clear of all those preconceptions, because I don't need them to like me. I can tell them stuff that they might not hear from anyone else, and also the fact that they're paying me a significant sum per month means that they're actually willing to listen to me, because they paid their money. It would be stupid to pay me and not hear the hard stuff.
All right, let's go back to the role play. I've answered those two questions. Move me closer to a commitment in paying you and hiring you, and let's role play how that would work.
Okay, great. I'll do it, and you'll see how I might do it now. So, Michael, basically, you've been coached for 15 minutes, and what are you seeing out of the conversation we've had so far that would assist you in your goal if we work together?
What do I think would assist me?
Yeah, like what would be useful about having a coach?
Being able to talk to you every so often and being held accountable, I think that would help me stick to my exercise and my eating plan.
Great. So what I'd like to do now is that I tell you what a coaching structure looks like and the way I work with people, and then I'll tell you how I feel about working with you, and then I'll ask you how you feel about working with me and see if that's something you want to do.
That sounds great.
So how it works is we speak once a week on the phone. My sessions are 30 minutes. On the fourth week, we rest. That doesn't mean you have to rest from your goals, but you and I don't speak, and that gives you a chance to catch up if you're feeling behind on anything. I work for 3 months at a stretch, and you can either commit to 6 months up front if you feel that would empower you, or we can go for 3 months as a trial, and at the end of the 3 months, you can either say thanks, you know, I'm done, or you can say, I'd like to go for another 3 months. If you change your mind at any time during the coaching, we can stop at the end of any month, and I'll refund you the balance.
So to get started, I would need to do 3 months. I would get 3 30-minute sessions a month, so that would be 9 30-minute sessions, and then I'd pay you up front for that. If I chose to stop after the third week or the sixth week or any time, you would refund me my fees.
And here's what you can expect during the session.
All right, tell me, how does it work? When could you talk, and do I call you? Do you call me? How does that work?
Yeah, I would call you. I'd call you right on the dot. If you miss a session, you lose the session.
Explain that.
If you're not there and I call you, or something changes up and with an hour's notice you need to go to a meeting, or you choose to go to a meeting, you miss the session.
And then too bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you're sick or you're on vacation and I have more than 24 hours notice, I can almost always reschedule you.
Just give you 24-hour notice.
Yeah, almost always. But if it's just a case of you chose something else as a higher priority or you forgot it, then it's gone. Now, before the sessions, and this is very important with how I work, is you will fill in a self-coaching form every week. So you will go through a form and you'll answer questions as if you were your own coach.
Okay, is this online?
I'll email you the form and you get to print it out every week. Now, what's gold about that is I don't want to replace what you could do on your own. I want to add to what you can do on your own. So you'll coach yourself and you'll come already prepared with your answers, and then that way you and I get to use the 30 minutes with wherever you're blocked. We get to take you even further. I don't want to just be a crutch for you, because then when we finish on the 3 months, you'll be like, what do I do now? But this is critical, that what's required is your commitment to spending at least 10, 15 minutes to fill this in and coach yourself before each session, and you'll actually fax that to me, and I get to read through it and come prepared and ready with suggestions and strategies.
So when do you need that fax to you?
That'd be 24 hours before the session.
If I haven't faxed it to you, you're going to assume that I haven't done my work and we lose the session, right?
No, you won't lose the session. I'll still do the session with you. It's just you've missed the opportunity of preparing for it and having me read through it and coming to the session prepared. That's up to you. It's not a requirement to do the form. It's simply encouraged for people who actually want to achieve their goal.
Okay, that makes sense. Is this the system you've been using for many years, just like this?
Yeah.
Okay, so realistically, with your coaching clients, how often do you get people who flake out and blow their sessions off?
Very rare.
Very rare. So a good coach, they're going to keep their sessions.
A good client?
A good client, and you being a good coach, they don't want to miss those. They're valuable.
Yeah, exactly. I used to think of coaching when I pay a fee for anything, whether it's my electricity bill or coaching, I used to think about it negatively. I think, oh, that's money that I want to keep. I don't want to give it out. But when you actually pay that for your goal, goal, whether it be a gym or a coach or a doctor or whatever, you're actually saying, this is important to me, and I'm declaring that I'm throwing energy in that direction. And people don't flake out on their sessions because they paid a decent sum. And that's part of their accountability structure. They're actually paying that to keep themselves on track. Whereas if I said, look, I'll just do you for $20 a week, how much importance do you think you'd place on the sessions?
Right. So from being a coach, let's say I'm into the coaching and I'm doing this. So basically I'm selling my time for dollars. What do you charge if I was to hire you? How much are your fees?
I charge $3,100 for the 3 months of coaching.
$3,100. So that's about $100 a month, about $300 and something a session, right?
Yeah.
For a 30-minute session. So a coach who's trained properly and they work it and they build their business can end up making about $500-$600 an hour.
Yeah, they can. What it comes down to is what value are you producing for people? And also your target market. If you go for out-of-work housewives or if you pick a goal like spiritual awakening, it's harder to get the high numbers. You have to coach more people, or you have to do group coaching, or you have to sell an information product to be able to reach the masses and get the revenue up. But if you go for executives or celebrities or perhaps business owners where you are impacting the bottom line and you can demonstrate that this is worth dollars to them, then it's easier to have the revenue flow in. So it does depend on your market, depends on the goal you're working on.
What were you doing during that 3 years as you were growing your practice? Where are some of the mistakes that you made that if you were able to do it all over again, what would you change?
Well, one of the mistakes, and actually just before that, I want to throw in there because I think it's a good time to mention it, that people can get to the six-figure income and be making $300, $400, $500, $600 an hour. And there's a level beyond that. It might be too much for most people's brains, but I've actually gone to a level beyond that because I don't coach anymore. Well, actually, I got approached yesterday to potentially coach a celebrity, and I said, yeah, I'm interested because that could be fun, but generally I don't coach because that takes up my time. And so I've moved to the point now where I've put my solutions and my knowledge and my answers into information products. People come to the web, they buy it, they download it, and maybe we can talk about that a little later, because I have a training program now to take people beyond selling their time. So I see it in stages. One stage is get started as a coach if that calls to you, or a consultant, or whatever you want that's paying you over $100 an hour for your time on the phone, and fill your clients using the internet for that, and then start looking at information products so that you can be serving people while you're asleep or while you're traveling.
And any coach can do that. As they get good case studies and they learn in their own coaching business, they can then package that and market that just as you've done yourself.
Exactly. And it's wonderful. What a process to think, all right, what's the product? Like you talked about losing 15 pounds. So if I worked with a few people on losing weight and I had some good success stories, then I might look at, okay, how did they do that? And I might get a piece of paper and say, right, what do people need to know if they're going to lose weight? All right, step one, they need to know the cost to their life of not losing this weight and keeping it on for the next 5 years. They need to write that down and maybe fill out a page. So there's the first chapter, looking at the cost. The second chapter, if I was going to do an ebook or a CD, might be, what's the benefit? How would my life be different with the weight off? How would I treat other people? How would I treat my family? What would I do in my business? What trips would I take? And really, like, picture it. I'm just making this up, how easy it can be, lay it out. And then you go, okay, what kind of support structures do you need in place? What's your target goal? Are you going to do it with a buddy? Where can you research nutrition and work out the diet for you? I could go to the internet and find out and then throw that in a book.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm real big on creating and developing and marketing information products, and I've got a system for that, and anyone can do that with any of their experiences. So that's a well-taken point. I'm with you on that, and I think the listeners who come to my site, they hear a lot about information marketing. Well, you don't have to actually be the expert, but if you choose to start your coaching practice, build it up, and then create your own product from that, absolutely, that can be done. So this is your product. You're positioned as the expert, and the product will teach people how to what?
It will teach them a 7-step process for how to go from wanting to impact the world, wanting to work from home, wanting to be able to work from anywhere, to actually having a machine that distributes your knowledge to people while you're asleep or while you're on the beach, you can be making an impact on the world, and then coaching is just a bonus for you.
Okay, so this product will teach me how to automatically sell an information product, but how does the coaching come in? Is the bonus you're going to teach me the coaching business at the same time?
No, I would talk about the structure and how it can work, but that would be separate training.
Oh, I see, for existing coaches.
Exactly.
Okay, so your market is mainly existing coaches.
Well, existing coaches or any professional has some kind of service or someone who would like to distribute a service or some kind of knowledge, and they might want to just start with information products and not go straight into coaching. They might want to add the coaching later. Another point to note is that's a big ticket item, so it's not a $5 product. Well, it's not a $15,000 product either. It's just under $3,000. So that's a significant investment in time and money. If people just want to get started as a coach, the really easy way to do that would be to just buy the coach manual. There's a bunch of audios that you can listen to on your iPod, and that's like an A to Z how to step by step set up your coaching practice. Within a week, you can have your first client.
And you go over through the word scripts, kind of like the stuff we're doing in the role play?
Exactly. There's actually scripts for calling your friends. There's scripts for calling someone you don't know well. Mm-hmm. There's scripts for negotiating your fees and working out what that might look like. It'll tell you what to say or suggest something to say if someone says, I can't afford it. So it deals with objections. There are about 100 different elements that the manual covers. Everything that I was covering with my clients as I was helping coaches get started, and I thought, let's write it down so I don't have to keep on saying the same old stuff over and over.
I got you. So what were some of the challenges you were having over that three-year period? What were some of the mistakes you made that if you were to do it over again that you would change?
One was, I think I was too hesitant. I was so unconfident and I didn't know how to develop my confidence. I was like, you made me God. Who says that I should be able to help people and that I could put on the hat of coach and actually help them with their life? You know, what about my own life? You know, I got some things missing in my own life. Maybe I'm not ready. So what would have been good is for me to develop my confidence early and realize what made me a good coach so that I could just offer coaching to everybody I knew and not be attached to whether or not they said yes. I just say, hey, this is a really great conversation. I'd love to have a 30-minute conversation with you about your life. If you're up for that, let's do it. If you're not, thanks for letting me know. I don't want to talk to anyone who's not up for it. So that was another thing. I was attached to selling them coaching instead of let's just share 30 minutes with everybody. And if they're enrolled, great. If it's for them, I want to know about it. If it's not for them, I want to know that too because I don't want to be chasing anybody.
If you're interested in becoming a life coach, go to www.lifecoach.com. Seminar.com. That's www.lifecoachseminar.com.
So giving a free coaching call, a free sample, if you will, is the way to get potential clients.
I think it's a good move because people don't just assume they need a coach. When your hair gets long, you assume you need a hairdresser. When you are sick, you assume you need a doctor. When you've got a legal problem, you assume you need a lawyer. People don't go, boy, my life's flat. I need a life coach. Because it's still a fairly new profession. So I think it's great to just offer them a no-obligation, commitment-free conversation for 30 minutes, which would be fun for the coach and fun for the client. And if they decide they want to have that kind of structure, great. If they don't, one thing I discovered is they can be a wonderful referral source. I had a guy call me yesterday, a friend of mine, said, hey, I got a good buddy who's a famous actor and he's needing a coach. Is it okay if I give him your number? I said, yeah.
And did he?
Well, that was last night. We'll find out.
For those 3 years, you were only doing coaching yourself, right? You weren't selling the information product.
I was coaching, and then I noticed that there was a lot of demand for people learning what I was doing. So I started sharing that, again, in my coaching, but I become more of a mentor for new coaches to the point where I was 50-50. 50% people on their own personal goals, and then I was doing 50% people who had the business goal of becoming a coach.
All right, well, what are some of the biggest challenges a new coach is going to experience? What was frustrating you? Getting clients?
Like, how am I going to get clients? Where am I going to get clients? And so I put in a whole bunch of marketing strategies that worked for me, and, you know, I found public speaking, for example, was very useful for getting exposed to people in a short amount of time.
Did you have a template of what to speak on for that? Like, if I signed up as a coach, would you have an outline for me to do public speaking? What am I going to talk on?
Oh, even better. I help people to develop their own talk. So there'll be a bunch of questions that you can answer so you can develop what do you want to speak on authentically, and then it suggests where you can go and how you can get started speaking. I tell people how to go from speaking at the front of the room to having people sign up. So So that was one challenge, how to get clients. That was a big one.
What about once you get your client? Can some clients just be a pain in the butt?
They can. One of the other challenges is, how do I hold people accountable without being a hard ass? Like, what do I do if someone's late? What if I do if someone misses their payment?
What do you do if someone's late?
I set it up in advance in my policies that if you miss the session, the session's gone. And if you call in late, you've missed the time that you missed.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's really easy. See, this is one of the things that I learned is, once you set it all up front and you set your boundaries clearly, people get it. I didn't have one person object to me saying, if you miss the session, you lose the session.
Right, you set the criteria.
I just set it up front, like we're being adults.
You've outlined to me in our role play that there's a 3-month and a 6-month, and it's $3,000, and we're doing this on the phone. So how are you going to ask for the money? Is there a systematic way in doing it?
So where you and I were, is I said, you know, how you benefit from it? And I said, here's the coaching structure. And then at the end of this coaching structure, I'd say, is there anything I missed out, or does that sound complete? And people would often say, no, it sounds complete. And then I'd say, okay, great. But then I say, is that something you'd like to do? Would you like to try it out? And then they either say yes, or I'll say no, or they might have some objections.
Okay, what are the most common objections you got as you were building, or that your other clients get?
I can't afford it.
Yeah, how do you handle it?
Well, why don't you tell me that you can't afford the expense? Do a role play now. So would you like to do it?
I can't afford it.
Okay, great.
So you don't try and tell me?
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I'd say, great, you know, it sounds like this goal to you is not worth either the time that you'd need to put into losing 15 pounds and or $3,100 to you. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Great. So one thing I'd be curious about is, were we off base? Like, was there any misinformation I got when you told me how much it would cost you to not have the weight on and how good it would feel? Was any of that incorrect? I'm just surprised, because you said that was really important to you, and now you're saying it's not worth the money. Is this something where you're selling yourself short, or is it not something you really care about that much?
Yeah, I think it's just something I don't care about. I see where you're going. But here, let's talk about this. This is something a new coach, maybe someone with not much confidence, and maybe someone who hasn't established themselves as an expert or with the credibility, they're going to chase the business. Where at your point in your practice, you're going to be like, great, no problem. I got plenty of people calling me.
I hear you, but let's see how we could still do it, because I'm not done yet. Let's see how we could do it without me chasing the business.
Okay, so let's say, yeah, you're probably right. You're going to try and find something else that I'm going to work on?
Yeah, I might say to you, what would be worth that to you? Because I understand you've got limited dollars, so do I. I don't want to work with you on something that isn't burning, that isn't really going to make a significant impact. So what could change in your life that would actually be worth that? And then see what comes up, and maybe there is another goal that's like, you know what, you could help me do this.
In the realistic world, were you able to get clients where you just focused on what was really important to them?
Sometimes I did. Sometimes they would say, you know what, I really want to think about it. And if they said that, I would say, great. And here's what I invite you to do so that we can close the cycle on this, so that you can take action either way, is I invite you to give me a yes or a no, and I don't mind which it is, within 24 hours. And I'd ask them if they accept, you know. I'd say, great. And that way you'll make a decision either way. And I just invite you to make the one that best serves you.
Why do you think this profession is growing so rapidly, coaching profession?
I think one reason is that people are shifting towards a search for meaning. And the paradigm that we've just got to work 9 to 5 to make money so that we can survive has shifted. We've got so much surplus time and money now that we're starting to realize, I can do something that's meaningful for me. I want a good life. I want happiness. And I'm not feeling completely happy. So let me spend some of my surplus money, because almost all of us have got food taken care of, shelter, and clothing. Almost all of us have got that taken care of. Everything else is just a conversation in your head about, I don't have enough money. People start thinking, well, let me spend some of what I have on myself, and they're actually willing to do that now. It's becoming more of a trend and more acceptable to work on yourself and to work on your goals, whereas before, just be happy you're alive.
So starting out, what would you recommend I start charging as a coach for my half-hour consultations? And do you recommend keeping them at a half hour, 20 minutes?
No, I'd recommend doing 45 minutes when you're getting started. And then if you need to go over 10 minutes, or if you want to offer the client an extra 10 minutes of time, you can still do that and still have 5 minutes to go pee before your next session.
Why is it a mistake for coaches to charge per session?
Because because what can happen is that someone has the momentum. Like, you might be thinking, I'm going to call David, that guy that I get his newsletter, or someone referred him, because I want to lose weight. I'm sick of this. I'm ready to do something about it. So you have a session with me, and it was great. And you're like, okay, great. I'll talk to you next week. When it comes to next week, your energy could have shifted. You had the impetus then. You had the momentum. And by next week, you're busy at work, you've got deadlines, you've forgotten how important it was to you to have this goal of losing weight. Your commitment has wavered, and without any commitment to yourself and to another to work on this for 3 months, it could be gone. You call me up and say, hey, sorry, I'm busy. Or you may not even call up, particularly if you haven't paid for the session. You're like, ah, just blow it off like so many people do, because it's just easy to do. So what I invite people to do, and what I require if they're going to work with me, is that they commit and I commit to working together for 3 months. And that way I know that they're in this for the long haul. I don't want to work with someone just for a session and maybe they show up next week, maybe they don't. I don't have time for that. I want to work with the people who are serious and are willing to put the commitment in. It's like a relationship. Do you want to move in with someone who says, look, I'm here day by day and I don't know if I'm going to be here next week, but I'll let you know Thursday, we might be breaking up. You don't want to move in with that person. You're like, let's wait and see what happens first.
What's the retention? I mean, how long have you been able to keep clients? What do you see happening? You'll have a client for 3 months and many of them will never come back?
Yeah, so I would say most of them don't come back. They finish the 3 months, they got what they wanted, and they're done. Some people extend for another 3 months, and I've had one or two clients that went for a couple of years.
When you make that offer, you have a six-month package and a three-month package, right?
Yeah.
Was it discounted at 6 months?
Yeah, it was 10% cheaper than if you did 2 3-month packages.
Out of 10 people you make that offer to, how many take the 6 months compared to 3 months?
Maybe two. They just know they want to work on the stuff and they feel like it empowers them. I do the same thing. Like, I just committed to a month-long course, 28 days in a house with 8 people. And I paid $20,000 for that. But I knew that this is my number one priority, so I want that commitment structure, and it empowers me to do it. And some people just know that. But if you don't offer them the chance, you don't offer them the 3-month package or offer them the 6-month package, they can't commit to a coaching structure. They're just going to go week by week. And then as soon as a tire goes on their car and they need the extra money for that, it's a choice between the car and you, and the coach is gone.
Realistically, how many people will get a refund and quit early?
You know, I would say it might have been 1.5 out of 10.
Not 10.
This is so important, and one of the things I cover in the manual is that if people make the commitment up front and they paid the money, they don't tend to revisit the decision. It's just done. But if you're billing them every month or billing them every session, they have to address that decision every single week. Am I going to continue doing this, and do I want to watch this money leave my pocket?
Good point. How do you raise your fees while keeping your clients? When would you say it's okay for a coach to start raising the fees?
Well, it's okay at any time, but I recommend people do it once they're starting to get reasonably full. So I did my first 5 clients at 50% off.
When you were first starting, what were you doing your clients at?
Well, the first one I said I'll do you for $25 a week, because I just wanted a practice client. I was willing to take anything. And then after that, I said my fees are $200 and I'll do it for 50% off. I think I took the first maybe 3 people on at that. And then I said, all right, now my fees are $300 and I'll still give 50% off. And I think it was 50% off for the first 2 or 3 months. So I was leaving myself room to double my fees basically in 3 months, and it was already expected.
Did your fees go over $300 a session, a 30-minute session, in those first 3 years?
Well, it was $300 a month, so that was for 4 sessions initially. And then I cut back to 3 sessions, which was a way of raising my fees. And people didn't mind at all losing the 4th session. In fact, they preferred it because some of them felt behind in their homework. And by me giving them a rest on the 4th week, they got a bit of a breather, and then they'd come back ready on the 5th week.
So who is coaching not for? I mean, it sounds like if you get pretty busy, you're talking to a lot of people. I guess if you're not a people person or you're not into helping people, it's probably not for you because it could be pretty draining. Who would you say coaching is definitely not for?
It's not for people who need therapy. And by that, I would say people who are dysfunctional, people who have a huge amount of emotional pain that they want to process and work through. That's not the realm of coaching, not classic coaching. Coaching is more for people who are well and they want to work on the present and the future rather than the past and the present.
Who would you say for getting into the coaching business to provide coaching services, what type of person is best for this field?
Oh, great. Well, someone who likes people is a good idea. The listeners, you probably find that you're already helping people, that people come to you for advice, You may find that you can often see where someone might be missing a strategy, or they could try something else that would help in their life or their business. So you're probably already coaching in some informal fashion. You're just not getting paid for it. So people who really enjoy people who enjoy personal growth and development tend to naturally gravitate towards coaching, because we've done so much on ourselves and we want to share that with the world. Some sports coaches go into it, fitness trainers go into coaching, consultants and corporate trainers go into coaching, teachers go into coaching. It's a natural progression for them.
Okay, let's go back to our role play. Let's say I've agreed to the $3,000 for the 3-month session with you. Take me through the transactional process. You asking for the money, me sending you the money, what do you do next? Is there any kind of coaching agreement you send me, sign?
It's amazing. Most people don't ask that question, but I would find I'd get to the end of the session and people would say, yes, I want to sign up, and I'd be all lost. And when you're lost, the person's just committed to either $1,000 or $3,000 or more in dollars, and now you're kind of uncertain where to lead them and they're wanting direction. So there's actually a checklist in the manual, and I'll see what I can remember from it, of what to go through to set up a client. And the first thing I do is set up their time.
Before you have the money?
Yeah, I say, let's pick your time, because I want to ease them into it.
Yes, get them to commit with the time, right.
Yeah, I used to say my coaching days are Wednesday and Thursday, and I've got sessions between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. What's the best time for you? And initially I'd get some people say, well, can you do it at 7? Can you do it at 8? Can you do it on Monday? And I'd say, actually, no, those are the only times that I have available. And everybody would shift their work around to make it happen. So I do that, and I get their time, and then I think I'd get any other details I needed, like the address and things like that. I'd let them know what to expect. There's a welcome pack. We'll be talking at 4 o'clock next week. Let's set up your homework right now. And I think I do get the payment before I set up homework. I say, if you prefer MasterCard or Visa card. You know, all the salespeople on the phone use that, and it's just so easy. Card or Visa card is called the alternative close. And so, you know, Visa card, and I say, great, I'm ready for that number when you are. And they give me the number. And if they don't, and it's quite rare, but someone might be like, oh, I need to get it from my wife, or I need to check this, or I need to put money in it first. I say, great. So we're going to hold off on the homework, and we're going to hold off on the rest, and I'm going to have these penciled in. I'm not going to confirm any of the times, and by when will you get back to me? And then we make a deal and a commitment. They'll get back to me with the number and whatever. And I usually say, great, that's when we'll cover your homework. I have had, you know, I give them the homework and get them set up, and then they pull out, and I feel ripped off. So I just don't do that anymore.
When you take their Visa MasterCard, is that how you did it? You would take their credit card over the phone?
Yeah, oh, always credit cards. Take credit cards and run them through straight away, and then you know if you got a problem or not.
But you wouldn't have them fax in or sign a payment agreement or anything, nothing in writing?
There and then, because, you know, once the impetus is gone, because this is a very new thing for almost everybody, and it's not just the money commitment, it's the fact that they're now confronting something they've actually been subconsciously scared of for months or years.
Yeah, it's a fragile point. A lot of people back out?
Oh, once you have the credit card information, they are in. If you don't have the credit card information, I used to find people wouldn't send the checks, or they delay on sending the checks. Whatever their resistance to their goals has been comes up in hiring you. So you want to walk them through it, get the details, and it's too late for them to back out. The deal's done. Now, I do allow people, if they ever email me, I take them through the whole process. You'll get the welcome pack. Here's what to do. Here's the homework. And if they sent back saying, you know what, I got the agreement, and I don't agree to everything in this, because I'll read through the agreement, and I ask them to type in their name and email it back saying I agree to this. If they don't do that, or they say, I don't agree to this, I'll let them off the hook, and I'll refund it, because there's really no agreement until they've read it all through and they've sent it back. But everybody sends it back, and I've covered all the major policies on the call. You miss a session, you lose it. So there are no surprises.
So that's all outlined in the welcome pack.
Yeah.
Do you mail that out physically, or you let them download it from the Internet?
I email it.
You email it. Okay, and they fill it out and send it back to you.
Yeah.
What about scheduling your coaching calls? When's the best time to schedule them? What would you recommend for a coach? You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. I mean, how do you keep from getting burned out? Like, when you were going full steam, would you just do your coaching calls on 2 days of the week?
That's one way I stopped getting burned out, and this was something that my mentor coach suggested, so it's really really great to have a mentor coach. She said, don't be doing like one session Monday morning and two sessions Tuesday night. Don't be scattered all over the week, because then your energy's scattered. You're not focused. And so it was so much better when I said, all right, Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 10 and 6. And I just could plan the rest of my week. I was free the rest of the days.
And you just banged them out 2 days a week.
I just banged them out, and it was great. I'd get ready. I'd set myself up in my hammock chair at the front of my house with a cordless phone, and I'd just go through my clients, and I really enjoyed it. And then on the other days, I got to rest. So that's one way. You set it up so that it empowers you, and ideally, you'll only pick the clients that you want to work with. Now, again, I was never able to do it. I just wanted to have the clients. I wanted the revenue. So I worked with anybody. But it's been suggested, and I can see now the value of it. If you only work with the clients that you really want to work with, you'll be happy in your coaching, you'll attract more clients, and you will be more successful. I believe that. And if someone rejects that and says, I don't care, I'm going to take anybody, I understand and respect that as well.
How do you know when you're really getting results with your clients? I guess they share it with you.
Yeah, well, if you and I were working together on you losing 15 pounds, how would you know you're getting results?
I'd lose 15 pounds.
You're losing the weight. You'd be feeling good. I have people have other areas of their life opened up they didn't even know about. Once you're working on your goals, you can find that your energy just shifts. You're more open, you're more out, you're jumping out of bed earlier because you're now working on something you know in your heart is important for you. Everything can shift. Your relationship with your wife, it's just amazing. And then I'll find, Michael, that a lot of people would come to me for some goal like making more money or getting a new job or something like that. But we will find as we go through the session something else in their life that is maybe even more valuable to them, but they hadn't consciously realized that it was possible to shift it.
What happens if you start getting into it and they start opening up and they get into some real deep stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say they start talking about how they were molested and things like that. How do you handle that, and how do you know where to draw the line?
One of the requirements of the International Coach Federation, if you're a member, is that you abide by the ethics.
Tell me, who's the organization?
The International Coach Federation is generally recognized as the leading body in the world that self-regulates the profession. And one of the requirements is that you refer to an appropriate professional when it's not your area. So if someone comes up with a legal issue, you can't give them legal advice. You refer them to a lawyer.
Refer them over.
Yeah, and you can still keep working with them, but you refer them to the appropriate professional and you don't advise them in an area you're not a professional, or you give the appropriate disclaimers and say, I'm giving you this as a lay person, I'm not a lawyer. So with therapy, and actually my very first client that I mentioned, turned out, she told me she was very down, she wasn't feeling good, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then at one point she said that she was having visions of hurting herself. And it was very clear to me that this is out of my depth. And I said to her, thank you so much for telling me. That's great, I understand. And how would you feel about the idea of talking to someone who's an expert in this? So I had to do it very gently. I didn't just say, see you later, I can't talk. I talked around and I said, great. Because for my professional ethics, I actually am required to refer you to someone who can really help, and I can keep working with you as long as they give their agreement. So your psychiatrist or therapist is supervising you and says it's okay for us to keep working. That way I would be a bonus support to her instead of pretending I'm handling the main issue. So I actually stopped working with her as a client because I think she went to get help and then she was just working with this other person.
Do you recommend that coaches get certified before they get out there and start coaching? Do you really need certification?
Well, they're two different questions, but in terms of the timing of it, no. In fact, it's almost impossible. If you go to a coach training school and you sign up for training, some of the training can take 2 years, and a requirement of the training is that you be working with clients. And if you want to be certified with the ICF, you cannot be certified until you have 750 paid hours or something like that under your belt for the professional coach certification. So I say to people, they're two different conversations. You can start coaching, and I recommend you start coaching, ideally within 7 days of now. Get a practice client and say, I have no idea how to do this, and I'm going to wing it with you. What do you say?
So these people going through these certification programs, they're going to be tied up for years getting their certification when all that time they could be coaching and making money.
Well, most of them will be coaching as well. So they start the certification. So that's why I say they're a distinct practice. They're two separate conversations. start coaching straight away is my recommendation. That's going to help your training because you'll know the questions to ask and things will make sense and you go, oh, I had that come up with Betty the other day. Now I know what I can do. So start coaching now. If you want to get training, and of course you want training. Why would you not want training? You can buy a book on coaching. You can download the coach manual for the business stuff, or you can get other business texts out there. Just Google life coaching on the internet. And if you want to go for a certification program, I think they're great because they give you confidence. They give you skills and techniques, which I found useful. I've used a lot of them in my coaching. They help you in your own life because you get to grow yourself as you do the training and apply all the stuff to your own life. The certificate at the end is the Doobie Prize. It gives you a little bit of confidence, but no one asks you for it anyway.
Psychotherapists and psychologists, they have to be licensed. And, you know, no one would want to be practicing psychology without a license or giving legal advice without being a licensed lawyer. So what do you tell for those people who may be paranoid that they're practicing something that you need a license for?
I would say check with a lawyer because I'm not a lawyer. Now, as a layperson, I can tell you that in my experience, I haven't required a license. And to my knowledge, still, most states within the U.S. and most countries do not regulate coaching. Now, I've heard there are a couple of states in the U.S. that do. So, again, check it out with a lawyer. And there may be some countries that have a government regulation. But my experience has been that it's been largely self-regulated. And I just joined the ICF. It costs $100 a year. And I abide by their ethics. That's the way I did it.
Yeah. How many coaches are out there in the U.S. and Canada? Do you know?
I really don't know. I can tell you that on my newsletter, I've got 35,000 people.
That's are they all coaches or wannabe?
Maybe half of them are coaches, maybe half of them are wannabes, and that's a guess. The ICF has got about 15,000 members, but I've got to imagine that 1 in 10 practicing coaches or less join the professional body. So that could give you 350,000 people who would call themselves a coach. There are massive guesses and stabs, and so I'm going to say between 50,000 and 300,000 to keep it pretty safe.
Let me ask you this. What would you tell my HMA consultants? These are consultants who have been trained in how to do business consulting with businesses, how they can pull out additional income in their consulting practice by offering personal coaching.
Great way to start is to write down the benefits of coaching with them. Like, what's the client going to get from coaching with them so that they're starting to get present and clear to why it would be useful. And secondly, write down what your practice looks like. What are the policies and procedures? Like, how long do you spend on the phone? How many times would you talk a week? Is there email support? Is there power call support? And that's one of the things in the coach manual that I actually provide people with forms with blank lines so they can fill in the blanks. It's like a policies and procedures wizard that you fill out. And once you've got that and you've set your fee, you've got to practice. And you go and print a card, and you can approach your existing client base and people you've worked with in the past and offer them all a complimentary 30-minute session. Do as many complimentary sessions as you can. In fact, coming up soon, we're doing a 30-day challenge, which is to do one complimentary session a day for 30 days, which will change many people's lives and definitely change their businesses. And you offer that, and then you just get better and better at converting people from a trial session into an actual client.
Now, what is that coach manual? What am I going to learn from it, and where can the listener get it? Do you have to buy it?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It retails for $97 on the internet. It comes in physical form, so you'll get it mailed to you anywhere in the world. It was shipped from within the U.S. if you were in the U.S. And as well, there are bonuses that are worth, I think, about $500. Because that's the way the internet works. You give people value, and then you give them more, and then you give them more, otherwise no one's going to buy anything. So they can get about 6 hours of bonus audios to listen to on their iPod about setting up your practice, and it goes through everything we've talked about today.
So for $100, this is going to give me a blueprint. It's going to outline and get me started doing coaching.
Absolutely. The guy who made $100,000 within a year, and again, it's very unusual for most people, go for 5 years, I think, would be a more realistic time frame. He did it with nothing else, no other training that I know of, than the coach manual for $97. And you can read his words on the site. We've put it up there. So that's one way to do it. You don't have to do it. You can Google coaching and business coaching support and research everything, if you like, and then coach.com. is where you'll get my manual, which is everything we've talked about today, from setting fees to creating your welcome package to how do you get confidence, you know, certification. I cover everything that I could think of to put in there, public speaking, using the internet to get clients, using alliances and joint venture partners. It's not a bulky manual, so it's not going to take you a month to read, but I've put information about everything that I learned in it, and there's my invitation for people to use that. It also, can I say, Michael, as with all of our internet products, it's 100% guaranteed. So you can buy it, read it, soak it up, use it, and send it back if you choose to do that. I trust that people just do what's right for them. And if you feel like it wasn't worth it or you can't afford it, once you've read the information, send it back and we'll refund it.
You put the manual together, so it's your work. Is there any kind of consultation certificate with it or any additional help if someone had questions?
Oh, people can always contact our support center. And it's audios, people get almost every question they could have is covered, but they can always email our support center, and Terry's been really good. She probably shouldn't be doing it, but she's been helping people above and beyond what they purchased.
Is Terry your assistant?
Yeah, she's one of the support staff. And the other thing I'd mention too, Michael, is for people who want to go the step further, and they're like, I want to create product, and I want to really dive into and immerse myself in internet training and become almost an expert in that area, then the next step is the course that's $3,000 or just under it. And again, that's guaranteed. What I say to people is take it, use it, apply it. And as long as you've made a fair effort to apply it, if you don't make at least $10,000 in your first year, so that you make three times your purchase price back, then send it back and I'll buy it back.
Okay, well, you know what we need to do there? We need to do a whole interview on that because you got two different things. You got the coaching, and then you've got your information product stuff, your internet stuff.
You're right. It's the second stage.
And I kind of messed up. Why don't we do that? This has still been great. This is a good interview on coaching because everyone out there has heard of it. And for $100 for someone to get started and learn about it, that's a great deal.
$100 guaranteed.
Let's reconnect and do one on just your success on the internet and marketing using the internet, the information products, because that's exactly what I'm doing. I mean, I'm selling $6,000 consulting trainings all online. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it. And in fact, what I'll do is send them probably not to the $3,000 course, but I've got a DVD now that covers this that is very inspiring, and that's only $97.
A couple of questions I want to just edit in real quick. Did you ever record or do you record your coaching calls with your clients?
Yeah. With their permission, I recorded for 4 years, and then I put the best components of the coaching, like just the nuggets of 5 minutes where something really happened, I put that into a training product, and it's an 8-CD set, and it's broken down into relationships, finance, business.
So these are actual coaching case studies.
Live coaching studies. One of them is a study where I was coaching a woman in Ireland whose son was on the run from the law, and she had to decide whether she let him stay with her for a night. It's amazing.
Wow. How many different case studies are on those CDs?
Oh, maybe 20 or 30. I don't know. We just took the nuggets from each one, and it might be just 5 minutes from one client or 2 minutes from another one or 20 minutes from another one, because I wanted to take out just the fluff and just get to where something happened. And here's the other thing, which is so exciting. I got a master certified coach who's certified with the ICF to critique every single one of my coaching nuggets. So she listened to it, and after the coaching nugget, you hear a recording of her saying, here's what the coach did really well, and here's what I might have done differently. Here's another way to play it.
So how many hours is that whole program? How many CDs?
It's 8 CDs, and maybe there's like 40 minutes on 8 CDs.
So that's one of your information products you sell?
Yeah.
And you sell this to coaches so they can learn how to coach better?
Yeah. If you go to a coaching school, they'll give you fake sessions.
Yeah, role play stuff. Okay, so for $100, they get your book, and then how much is this product you sell?
It's $4.95.
So for $500, you get the in-depth real-world training. And then that's everything you need, really, to internalize it and understand it and know what to do. Then you just got to get out there and do it.
It's pretty powerful. Like, you can study theory till you're blue in the face, but until you see or hear a coach actually working with someone on powerful issues, for me, that's how information sinks in.
Is that all downloadable?
Once you buy the product, you get it mailed to you, so you'll get the CDs in the mail, and you also get instant instant access online. So from 5 minutes of listening to this interview with you and me, they can be listening to the clips. You get direct access to it.
All right, let me ask you, why you and not all these other coaching opportunities? There's a lot of them out there. Why should my listeners invest in your stuff and not everything else out there?
I can't think of a reason. I don't think they should pick me over anyone else for any particular reason. I think it comes down to pick someone who you believe is walking the talk, someone who's actually done it and has got the results, and pick someone who you trust. There's a lot of sales letters you can read and you go, I'm just not going to trust this person. And then there are other sales letters where you just get, this person really sounds like they want to help me and they're coming from a good place. Also pick someone who offers a guarantee so that if you made the wrong decision, then you can go and refund it. And you know, if someone's offering a guarantee, the product's got to be pretty good or they're not going to be in business very long. So I would say check all those out for yourself. And if you find that I meet that criteria for you, you're just going to buy it. You don't need me to tell you to do it. And if you find that I don't, then please don't buy my stuff. Because then I just got to deal with customer service issues and refunds and all that kind of stuff. I don't want it.
Good answer. Hey, it's been a pleasure, Dave. I really appreciate it. And I've overstayed my welcome, but we got a great interview.
Thanks, Mike. Really enjoyed it.
All right, bye-bye. I hope this interview with Dave has given you some new ideas on how you can use coaching in your HMA consulting practice. If you have any questions, please contact me at michael@michaelsenoff.com. If you're interested in talking with Dave, email me at michael@michaelsenoff.com or call me at 858-274-7851. Thanks for listening. If you're interested in becoming a life coach, go to www.lifecoachseminar.com. That's www.lifecoachseminar.com. LifecoachSeminar.com. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.